Blog Talk Radio.
Edomite or the white men cannot say that back in the Renaissance era. That's when they took over us, ruled over us, and we have not gotten back. But let me stay focused. And whatever I say, I want you young folks, you are savvy enough to get in on your computers and check out what I'm saying. Psalms 22, verse 3. But you are holy, O you, the inhabit, O you that inhabited the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted in you, did deliver them. I have to excuse myself. I'm having problems seeing today. Don't know why that is. I certainly hope that I'm not coming down with any disease. Our fathers trusted in you. I'm in chapter 22, verse 4. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you did deliver them. They cried unto you and you were delivered. They trusted in you and were not confounded. Verse 6, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach, and a reproach is a disgrace of men, and despised of all people. Now, us black folk in the United States, aren't we despised of all people? Sure we are. If you've gone out in the world, as I have, and worked for years, you will know that. And working alongside those people who hate us. And I never could understand why. But reading this Bible has helped me to understand that Esau, supposedly Joseph's twin brother, is not listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. He is left off. But Jacob is in there. So I'm saying that, and Esau is the white tribe, the Edomites, the Adumians, or better known as the white man. That's just a bit of information. You check it out. Matthew chapter 1, that gives you the genealogy of Christ. And then in the book of Luke chapter 3, I was that shocked when I read the genealogy there and didn't see Esau's name. I said, well, let me go through Matthew chapter 1. Esau's name is not listed there, but Jacob, our father's name, is listed there. So we have to come together. Pastors, I don't care where you are. And if you teach on Sunday, you need to change that. Become obedient to what the Father said in the Ten Commandments. If you're not following the Sabbath, it tells you, that fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day. Let's pick up reading in Psalms 22. We are in verse 7. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They just insult him. They shook out their lips. They shoot out their lips. They shake their heads, saying, he trusted in the Lord that he would be. Let me read verse 8 again. He trusted in the Lord that he would be, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. And sheep, what I want you to do, and I'm saying sheep, S-H-E-E-P, that's what I call you instead of saints, because you all are. But God told me to feed his sheep, and I don't care what religion anyone says. It used to be a big thing about women are not supposed to be in the ministry, but I disagree wholeheartedly with Paul's letters, and you'll find those in the New Testament. God told me what to do, and it took me many years to do this, and I'm so happy that I'm doing it. Verse 9, but you are he that looked, that took me out of the womb. You did it, make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from the womb. You are my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. For there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed. Compass means surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan. Bashan is in Palestine. They have now changed it to Israel. But that's a little town in what is now called Israel. Have beset. And beset means to encircle me around. They gaped upon me with their mouth as raven and roaring lions. Gape means to, they look like they are starving, or they're starving with their mouth. Let me check one moment to see who is coming in. I hope it's someone. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Oh, I'm so happy to see her. I'm doing my program. Excuse me, Heavenly Father. And she, hold on. Oh. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's see, where did I leave off at? Verse 13, they gape up on me with their mouths as a raving and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My head is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. And potsherd, that is like it's baked in the sun. It's like clay baked in the sun, like pottery being baked in the sun. And my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And cleaveth means to like stick to my jaws. And they have brought me out of the dust. For dogs have compassed me, that means surrounded me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They perch, they pierce my hands and my feet. I think that this is Jesus talking this. And those who were wicked were some of his own people, just like the governor, who is of the wicked clan, sent an emergency manager to Detroit. And that person was, that reminds me of what Jesus is saying. The wicked, well, it says, for dogs have encompassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hand and my feet. And this is what the wicked have done to Detroit by stealing all of its assets. We no longer have a Detroit school board. Now, that is what I was told yesterday, and I'm passing that along to you. You check it out, whether or not it's true. I definitely will. And it started back in 1999 with the Republican governor. It has taken them, what, these past 16 years to take everything that us Detroiters have. And one mayor that did not cooperate, he is now in prison, where the current people who are in charge should be. He did not give orders to have over 100,000 people poisoned by drinking the Flint water. And nothing has been done about this. I think the president knows he should have the Justice Department, while he is in rule, put that man in prison. Otherwise, he's going to get off scot-free, because the devil, checking the devil, is not going to find fault in another devil. Let's pick up reading. I'm going to pick up at verse 14 because I forgot where I was. Verse 14, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a pot shed. And I told you that's like a piece of clay, a pot shed that's been baked in the sun. And my tongue cleaveth, and that means sticks to my jaws. And you have brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have encompassed me. Encompassed me means surround me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. And vesture means clothing. You'll find this in Luke 23, verse 34. I plan to read all of Luke 23 today in your hearing. I need to stay focused so that I can continue reading and read all of Psalms chapter 22, verse 19. But be not far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste. Haste means hurry. Hurry up, you, to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dogs. He's calling you people dogs. So when I call you all dogs, you're dogs, and it's in the Bible. Save me from the lion's mouth, for they have hurt me, from the horns of the unicorn. I've never seen a unicorn in life, a real one, and I think that the ones that I have seen are mystical, and they are like, look like horses with a long arrow pointing out of their forehead, between their forehead, up above their eyes. Verse 22, I will declare your name upon my breast. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You that fear the Lord, praise him, all you the seed of Jacob. And we sheep are the seed of Jacob. I don't know why that noise is coming in my phone, but we black folk are the seed of Jacob, according to this Bible. And from those people who live in that region, they say black folk were removed from their land. And then they bring the United States and the United Nations brings in white folk. And God's going to deal with that shortly. They that fear the Lord, praise him. All you, the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All you, the seed of Israel. And we are the seed of Israel. Your pastors need to start teaching you the truth. And you can read to find out the truth for yourself, because you can read, most of you. Verse 24, for he has not despised nor abhorred. Abhorred means to scorn the afflicted. Afflicted means suffering of the afflicted. And again, afflicted means suffering. Neither has he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. So our God hears our prayers. He is going to move in his time. When he is ready, he's going to place us in the land that he promised us. In Genesis chapter 15, he was talking to Abraham, and Abraham is our father. For years, I thought that the white man was the brother of the Arabs. But in my reading, it's us black people who are his half-brother. You know, Sarah's maid, I forget her name, she had a son named Ishmael. That's our half-brother. First, you check that out for yourself. If you think I am not telling you the truth, check it out for yourself. I've told you to read Genesis 15 and verses, particularly verses 13, 14, and 18. Then I want you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. And you'll find that those people were taken to a strange land and were made slaves over there. Now, the people in Israel have not been taken by ship. The current people who are over there calling themselves us, they've not been brought over there by ship into a strange land and made slaves. We have. We black folk have. And I think that it's time for our pastors. I come from the Baptist Church, and then I went from there, and I joined in with the Seventh-day Adventists. Now I have left for the last, since, I don't know, at least the last 7 or 8 years. Let's read verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord and seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Amen to that. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they shall go down to the dust, shall bow before him. And let me read that again. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give us understanding of Psalms 22 I have just read. And if it's God's will, I'll be back next Sabbath and read the popular Psalm, Psalms 23. See, let us now have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. You can say your prayer as I say my prayer. We'll just take a few moments to honor our Father. Our Father in heaven, all praises, honors, and prayer goes to you. Father, because you have been with us during our trials and struggles in this life. Our Father, it's time for us as a race of people to make that change, a change that is sung by the gospel group, the Whinings. It's time for us, your people, to make a change for our better. The oppressor has swindled us detractors out of a few or most of our assets. We no longer have a Detroit school system, so I was told on yesterday. And that is all because of the oppressor sending an emergency manager to Detroit that looks like you and I, Father. I thank you and I praise you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I praise and I thank you for allowing me, or let's say us, your sheep, to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. I ask you to bless all the churches today open in your name that reads from the Bible and not just take a few sentences and then talk about that for 30 or 40 minutes. I pray that they follow you, your instruction. In love, I say this prayer to you, Yeshua, better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, sheep, it's time for me to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You'll find that in the Ten Commandments. That's found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. The fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. I don't know what these preachers are thinking, especially the black preachers. Well, you're following the devil. I think perhaps that's why, one of the reasons why I come out from among you. But then, too, I follow Jesus because he told me to feed his sheep many years ago. And now that I am an old woman, I thank God for that. Considering the alternative, and the alternative is death. I want to be obedient before I die. And this is why I do what I do. And I am so much happier in life that I do feed his sheep via Blog Talk Radio. I don't have many listeners. I pray that my Heavenly Father will send me many listeners. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want all you sheep to know or saints, as you are called in the Bible, to know that Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday. I want you to have your three P's handy, and those are your pen, paper, and pencil. I may say something that I want you to remember. And I have already given you scriptures. I want you to give them again so that you will know that I am not playing with you. I'm trying to get my soul into heaven, and I want you to get your soul into heaven. Now, Genesis chapter 15, verses 13, 14, 15, and 18. Then Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Christ. Then Luke chapter 3, all of it, and the genealogy begins around chapter verse 22 in Luke chapter 3. Then I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. Let us get into today's lesson, and I pray that I finish it. You know how fast I read. Luke chapter 23, Jesus handed over to Pontius Pilate. Luke chapter 23, verse 1. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate, and they began to accuse meaning blame him. We found this fellow perverting. Perverting means to be misleading or misrepresenting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying he himself is Christ the King. Now I want you to stop here. In verse 2, I want you to write down Luke chapter 20, verse 25, where it talks about Jesus asked them about a coin, and he tells them, what belongs to Caesar, give to Caesar. What belongs to God, give to God. I'm not quoting that correctly. Let me turn to page verse 20. I don't have that many minutes left. Let's see. Chapter 20. Verse 25. It says, and he said unto him, render therefore unto Caesar the things which belong to Caesar, and unto God the things which belong to God. He did not tell people to not give tribute to Caesar. They are not telling the truth. And these are the scribes, Pharisees, the people of the church. That's maybe one of the reasons why he's saying that he's going to start in the house of at the church. I forget, I can't quote because I am pressed for time. Can't remember what I'm supposed to say when I tell you that scripture. Let's pick up at verse 3, and I intend to focus. I want to finish. And Pilate asked him, saying, are you the King of the Jews? And he answered and said, you said it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were more fierce, saying, he stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry. And Jewry means the land of the Jews. Wherever the Jews were, Jesus went teaching. Beginning from Galilee unto this place. Look up on your maps. If you have a computer at home, or go to the library, Google Israel, and you'll see from Galilee to Jerusalem. Verse 6. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he wondered. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod, I'm making an adjustment here. I pray this is for the better. Verse 7. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he had desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him and hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently means passionately, accused means blame him, and the him is Jesus Christ. Verse 11, and Herod said with his men of war, set him at naught. They found nothing. Naught means nothing. And mocked him. Mocked means make fun of him. And arrayed means dress him in a gorgeous robe. Gorgeous means elegant or finer robe. And sent him again to Pilate. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together. For before they were at enmity between themselves. Enmity means friction or hostile toward each other. And Pilate, when he was called together, the chief priest, let me read verse 13 again. I hate when I get excited because I don't do well when I'm excited. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, said unto them, you have brought this man unto me as one that perverted. Perverted means to incite the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse or blame him. Nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him. And lo, nothing worthy of death is found unto him. Now this is what the Romans were in charge at that time. And the Romans killed Jesus based on the lies of the chief priests and scribes and all those type people. Verse 16, I will therefore chasten him. Chasten means to discipline him or punish him and release him. For of necessity, he must release one unto them at the feast. That was a rule that the Romans had during that time. verse 18, and they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition, let me read that again, verse 19, who for a certain sedition made the city, and for murder was cast into prison. Sedition means rebellion and insurrection. Barabbas caused rebellion and insurrection and murder. Verse 20, Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. Verse 21, but they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify me, to put to death by nailing or binding to the cross. And he said unto them a third time, what evil has he done? I find no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him. And again, chastise means punish, and let him go. And they were instant with their loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. That is, they won over Pilate. Verse 24, and Pilate gave sentence that he should be as they required. And he released unto him that for sedition and murder, inciting a rebellion or insurrection and murder, was cast into prison. So Barabbas was released, but Jesus was not, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will, and they led him away. They laid hold on one Simeon, Simon the Cyrene. Cyrene is in Africa. He was passing through Jerusalem, heading towards Africa, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. What, another black man carried the cross for Jesus. They had beaten him so much at that time. Verse 27, and there followed him a great company of people and women, which also bewailed, they were sad and lamented, they were mourning and crying. Verse 28, but Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Verse 29, for behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. I'm going to stop here, sheep, at verse 30, and I pray that my Father will allow me to come back next Sabbath, and I think he will, and I will pick up at verse 30 of Luke. We're in Luke 23. I'll pick up at verse 30. Now, let me have a closing word of prayer, if you don't mind. Well, I don't mind. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the goodness that you have brought to us. Thank you for keeping the devil away from us, and thank you for keeping temptation away from us. I thank you in Jesus' name. I say this prayer, and amen. I say this prayer. If it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Remember who loves you. God loves you so much that he gave his life. And we are going through this because we were disobedient to God. And let's come together as one nation of
Father,
people.
Help your children and don't let them fall.
Would you read
by
Psalm
the side
33 that
of the road? That heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.